This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our Hideaway studio in East County.
The music that you've just heard on our intro today was performed by the fabulous San Diego Chorus and Orchestra.
Today, my very special guest is Anthony Mastardo, the director of the San Diego Festival Chorus and Orchestra. Anthony, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Miriam.
Now, it's been a couple of years since we interviewed you, and I understand that you have a marvelous holiday concert, Chansons de Noël, coming up on December 4th. Can you give us some details, first of all, about where that'll be and what people can expect?
The concert itself will be Sunday, December the 4th, and we perform at the College Avenue Baptist Church, a wonderful venue, seats about 1,500 people. Mm-hmm. We usually have experienced approximately 800 to 1,000 people in our concerts, and it is well attended. The acoustics are magnificent, and
marvelous.
Of course, with a full orchestra of 48 pieces and a 70-voice chorus, we produce some rather beautiful music, we think.
Now, the concert is going to be from 3 o'clock to 5 p.m., and you can get information on tickets at SanDiegoFestivalChorus.org. So, Anthony, can you tell us about what some of the works are that people can expect to hear? I understand it'll be a mix of classical and some contemporary and some holiday favorites.
Yes, our tradition is always to do something classical for the first half of the concert, which I direct. Mm-hmm. I have an assistant now. His name is Ron Council. He also teaches and works over at San Diego State University, a very fine musician. And he will direct the second part of our program, which always includes a lighter program of popular music or lighter classics. Mm-hmm. We do show tunes for the second half as well. Our concert for this December the 4th will feature two major works. One, a Te Deum that was written by Amadeus Mozart. He was 16 years old when he wrote this piece of music.
Yeah,
it's very short.
Such a child prodigy writing music,
yes,
starting
yes.
at, what, 3 years of age.
Yeah, I've often told my chorus, I said, at 16, I was still learning how to walk.
There you go. And you're also doing the Christmas Oratorio.
Yes, the Christmas Oratorio by Camille Saint-Saëns, the composer of the Magnificent Organ Symphony, number 3. He also, the composer of Carnival of the Animals, a lot of choral music. He's done the magnificent orchestrations and very popular tunes, particularly at Halloween, the Danse Macabre, which is oftentimes played. Mm-hmm. But he's well known. He's a magnificent pianist, a great organist. He lived in the middle 1800s.
Yeah, the Romantic era of music.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we heard some of that wonderful Christmas oratorio at the beginning of our show today, and you'll get to hear some more listeners at the end of this interview.
So in addition to the classical works, you're also going to have some popular seasonal music. I love the names here for those of you folks that just can't resist all those holiday goodies. You have a piece called No Time to Diet.
Exactly.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Going to Bethlehem and all
going
sorts of
Bethlehem,
other...
exactly.
Nice.
Wonderful pieces of music.
Will there be traditional Christmas carols that people recognize
yes,
as well?
Yes, they will recognize many of them, done in an interesting form, a lot of new arrangements.
Mm.
So, for instance, Deck the Hall will be, for instance, a piece traditionally sung, you know, at church concerts or whatever, but this one is actually written in 7/8 time.
Wow.
It's a very complex rhythmical kind of thing, but very enlightening and fun to sing.
Oh, I'm looking forward. I can't wait
mm-hmm.
to go see that and
mm-hmm.
hear that. Now, your chorus and orchestra has a very fascinating history. I understand that you're celebrating your 15th anniversary this year, so congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, we began September the 11th, 2001.
A very auspicious
yes,
date with
yes.
The date of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, of course.
In
so
fact,
how did that affect your opening?
Well, it did affect us in some sort of way. We happened to be in Frankfurt, Germany at the time, vacationing, and we saw on the news and the TV the plane slamming into the towers, the Twin Towers.
That must have been horrifying.
It just was devastating. I mean, mm-hmm. when we saw what was happening, we couldn't believe it. My wife and I were actually trapped for 3 days.
Yeah, they had grounded all of the planes in the outer United States.
In fact, they rerouted many of the airplanes. Our granddaughter, who was with us, actually was deviated. She ended up in Nova Scotia.
Oh, my.
And the airplanes actually couldn't even land because they were afraid what was going to happen. They turned them around and sent them back to Europe.
Wow.
It was really devastating. Yeah. But anyway, that date, of course, sticks in my mind, but we had a rehearsal scheduled for that very first day. And we had to make plans, of course, to cancel and reschedule
sure,
it.
Yeah.
But we have survived
the show
15
went on.
Wonderful years, and so we will be celebrating our 15th anniversary this coming December the 4th. Yes.
Fabulous. Mm. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you came mm-hmm, to start mm-hmm. this marvelous festival mm-hmm. chorus and orchestra.
Well, I do have a musical background. I attended the American Conservatory of Music, received my bachelor's degree there in applied piano. I attended DePaul University, received my Master of Music there. I attended Northern Illinois University and received my administrative degree in education. So in addition to being a principal for 35 years, I also delved in music during that period of time, conducted church choirs, formed community choruses. In fact, we began with another festival chorus name. It is the Harper College Festival Chorus, Community Chorus in Palatine, Illinois. We started with 35 members originally. We ended up with 150 at the time of my retirement in 1993. And after moving to California here in 1998, I missed something, and of course that was my music.
Sure.
So we started another group.
Beautiful. And it's just grown and grown since then, and of course you've added an orchestra in addition to a chorus. Now, can you give us information about the members of the chorus, if people are interested in perhaps joining it as a singer, or for that matter, joining the orchestra? What are the qualifications? Do you have to be a professional musician with a resume a mile long, or can anyone with some musical talent and interest audition?
Very good. Yes, we do not have major restrictions. If someone has sung in a church choir or a community chorus in the past, they're a prime member for a group. If they've studied a little bit of music, that also helps. We oftentimes have people who just simply walk in off the street just because they see music they enjoy for the second part of our program, and they mm-hmm. come and they are trapped. And they are actually invited and excited about the first part of the chorus program as well.
Beautiful.
And so we introduced them to a lot of classical music. Over the years, we have performed over 129 major choral works.
My goodness.
In that period of time. And about half of them are classical music, mm-hmm. and the other half, of course, lighter music.
How many concerts do you do each year?
We perform two major concerts, one in December before the holidays, and the other one in May, a spring concert. In addition to our major performances, we also do a lot of outreach performances. We also do a lot of traveling abroad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've given concerts in the Balkans, in Scandinavia, in Dubrovnik, in England. Mm. We perform outreach performances there.
Now, how much time commitment is there, you know, per week or per month for the people that are involved in this? And is it at a volunteer mm-hmm. activity? Mm-hmm. And how do you
yes.
fund the travel?
It's about 3 or 4 months between concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives us approximately about 12 rehearsals
mm-hmm.
totally. And in that period of time, we're able to produce the music that we do.
Beautiful.
We hire non-professional musicians, although some of them have played in a number of different organizations here in San Diego, the San Diego Concert Band, the Tiferet Jewish Orchestra, mm-hmm. directed by David Amos, a very fine orchestra.
Yes.
And also other musicians from the area.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are business people, but also play instruments.
Marvelous.
And they're thrilled to join us, and we have a wonderful group of people. We mm-hmm. call it our musical family.
How do you fund the travel overseas? Do you do fundraising for that, or do the members need to pay their own way? How does that work?
Mm-hmm. Well, we just returned from an Alaskan concert cruise. We performed two concerts aboard the ship, the Coral Princess, and then we performed another 4 or 5 different concerts throughout travels through Alaska. The highlight of our performance and travels was in the Denali National Park. We performed in the magnificent resort there.
Wonderful
with the backdrop
place.
Of Mount McKinley. It was just beautiful.
Oh, yeah. It's a spectacular natural setting. I've been there a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the choral members, are they volunteer or is that paid?
Our choral members are all volunteers. Mm-hmm. We rehearse every Monday night from 7 to 9:15. And, of course, just before our concerts, we stretch it out a little bit. We have some extra rehearsals.
Sure.
But totally, we have about 70 members, sometimes a few more, sometimes a few less, depending on the interest of their musical tastes and also what we schedule for performance.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listeners, it's such a wonderful group. If you have the opportunity, it's a great organization to support and go out and listen to and enjoy the Chansons de Noël concert coming up on December 4th with the San Diego Festival Chorus and Orchestra at the College Avenue Baptist Church. We've been speaking with Anthony Mastardo, who is the director of the Chorus and Orchestra. Anthony, is there anything else you would like our listeners to know that we haven't already talked about today?
Yes. Well, we welcome new members. That's the heart of our organization. Our main purpose and goal is to hopefully introduce people to new music. I know that oftentimes there are standards that are performed for the holidays, you know, such as the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
But we always look forward to introducing people to new classics.
Yes.
And new popular music, show tunes, and that kind of thing. So we're always looking for interested members that would enjoy an experience where they are being introduced to new music and also have a wonderful time by meeting other friends and making new acquaintances. Again, we rehearse every Monday night at the Hillsdale Middle School. We rehearse from 7 to 9:15, and we look forward to having you come.
Mm-hmm.
We have a wonderful group of people who are anxious to see new members.
And based right here in East County. Listeners, if you want to get more information about either how to audition or join the chorus and orchestra or get tickets for this marvelous Chansons de Noël concert coming up, you can visit SanDiegoFestivalChorus.org, or you can go to our website at EastCountyMagazine.org and check out our arts and music section and find it right there. Anthony, I want to thank you very much for joining us again today on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ.
Thank you, Miriam. It's a pleasure.